A reading from the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, if you remove from your midst oppression, false accusation, and malicious speech, if you bestow your bread on the hungry and satisfy the afflicted, then light shall rise for you in the darkness, and gloom shall become for you like midday. Then the Lord will guide you always and give you plenty even on the parched land. He will renew your strength, and you shall be like a watered garden, like a spring whose water never fails. The ancient ruins shall be rebuilt for your sake, and the foundations from ages past you shall raise up. Repairer of the breach, they shall call you, restorer of ruined homesteads. The word of the Lord. I'm an American. Maybe you could tell that from my accent, but we started this war in Iraq, and it weighs heavily on us these days. And we realize, many did at the beginning, but we realize now certainly that we went in the war with a naive hope that if we could simply topple a dictator, then peace would break forth. We heard the first part of this reading from Isaiah and went no further. If you remove from your midst oppression, then everything will break forth. But it goes on, doesn't it? If you remove from your midst oppression and false accusation, malicious speech, if you bestow your bread on the hungry and satisfy the afflicted, then light shall rise for you in the darkness. Peace is hard work. Making a just society takes a lot more than simply removing oppression. It takes building trust among peoples. It takes a way to deal with false accusations, to dealing with malicious speech, because one person's malicious speech is another person's truth-telling. And a society needs to figure out how to deal with that, how to deal with problems that come up naturally within people of good faith. And then it takes bestowing your bread on the hungry, satisfying the afflicted of body and soul as well. It requires so many things to let us live well. And God would have us live well. Jesus came to help us to live better. And it takes all of these things working together for us to be able to indeed live better, to live as Jesus would have us live. So what are we to do? Because none of us can do all of these things ourselves. None of us can even work in all of these areas ourselves. There simply aren't enough hours in the day. I'm working on stopping oppression. Somebody else has to work on false accusations, and somebody else has to be giving bread to the hungry, because I'm working on the other part. If we want to truly transform the world, then, we can only do that together. We can only do that by being ourselves dedicated to a piece of that, but dedicated to working with others of good faith, collaborating with them, so that together all things are done, all pieces of the puzzle are taken care of. None of us can do that alone. As an American, I see that obviously in the war in Iraq today. The only way to find peace in that troubled land is for nations around the world to work together for all of the needs of the people there, collaborating together. But what's true there is also true in our own communities, in our own parish communities. The only way to have a parish that is thriving is not just if we are personally holy. We need to be that. but we need to be working with everyone in the parish so that everyone sees their part, what they need to do, and we work together to transform the parish. And the same in our families. One person simply cannot carry the burden, however good intention they are. Everyone has to work together in our family to transform it, to have it be that life-giving community that Jesus would have it be. So one of the main things that we need to work on, if we are to be good Christians, if we are to bring about the kind of world that God wants to have happen in this world, one of the main things we need to work on is collaboration. Working with others so that together we can bring about all of the work that needs to be done to transform our world. That's something concretely that we can dedicate ourselves to, collaborating with others in the work of transforming the world.